almost made them respectable. You see, I can't always get through to you, so I'll go for your son.
Yeah, Joe Jackson on the 80s Underground, KSU and AntHow FM. Technically from 1979 is when that track came out, but I love it so much it qualifies as an 80s Underground cut, because I said so, right? The Fix, by request. Before that, Lost Plains, the track from their Shuttered Room album. Getting a lot of requests today, which is cool. This is another request for the Rubber City Rebels, great underground pop punk from 1980. And Child Eaters. It's a Rubber City Rebels by request in the 80s Underground. Dig it.
Care, but neither love nor trust. We care before.
Yeah, it's the 80s Underground, music from the Del Fuegos right there, going back to 1985, and which I think might have been their debut album or their second album. I'm not quite sure. I have to look at the discography there, but an early record from the Del Fuegos called Boston Mass, and a sort of notable single from that record there called Don't Run Wild. Before the Del Fuegos, we had the Rubber City Rebels by request. Very uplifting little track there called Child Eaters from their self-titled record from 1980. Very cool underground request there for the Rubber City Rebels. Also in that set, Joe Jackson, I'm the Man. We had The Fix before that, also by request, and a album track called Lost Plains from their Shuttered Room LP. We're a little bit past the middle of the show here. I'm with you till 1 o'clock this afternoon here on KSU, and we're also rebroadcasting on And How FM. Check them out, andhow.fm on the web. And at 107.5 in Pararua, New Zealand. All right. Speaking of websites, you can always check out KSU online at ksu.org. That's the radio station website here. And, of course, the 80s Underground on Facebook, always a good spot to go for updates, requests, and more. Facebook.com/80sunderground. All right, got another request, yet another request today for the Smithereens. I'm going to play you a track called Blues Before and After from their 1989 album, 11. And incidentally, for those of you not in the know, the Smithereens came back last year with a new original album, their first in many, many years. The album is called 2011, and it's a good new record worth checking out if you're a Smithereens fan. But anyway, that aside, let's go back to 1989 and their big record, 11. Here they are. Smithereens by request. It's the 80s Underground.
You know I really want to see you when you know I might not. And you make me want you more when you hurt me a lot. I say I really love you and you say that you don't. And it really turns me on when you say that you won't.
Last year, and seemingly from out of nowhere, a new band called R.E.M. became the darling of the rock press. However, critical praise does not guarantee record sales. So the initial success of their new single, South Central Rain, seems like an added blessing, a payoff almost, to the band's heavy tour schedule. Scott Osborne talked to Peter Buck, REM's guitarist and spokesman.
The tree-lined streets of Athens, Georgia, seem the unlikely home to the most critically acclaimed rock band in years. In 1980, the four members of REM began playing in this abandoned church. Last year, the Village Voice picked their debut album over Michael Jackson's Thriller as Album of the Year. A rock critic called them the hippest rock band in the 80s. Despite all the attention, the band still calls Athens home.
The primary reason that our record got reviewed and noticed is because it was such an oddity to be from the South. Everyone up north really still kind of thinks that we all wear bib overalls and chew tobacco and, you know, and burn crosses on people's lawns all night long.
It's REM on the 80s Underground, little jangle love for you there, Second Guessing from the Reckoning album, classic REM from 1984. Here's a great college radio track from 1988, it's the Feelies, title track from their Only Life LP, dig it.
What the